words. This, my title, the subject, is what I preached last Sunday. But I'm going just a little different from the last. And it says, listen real closely, because something will happen to you today. And this is what we will talk about. Don't let your mouth be your ruin. Rather than let it ruin you, make your mouth do its job. Hallelujah. Words. Words. Words carry sound. Words bring message. Words bring information. Words give revelation. Words describe things. There's two sources of information. One source is the true source that supplies all the need of mankind, no matter who they may be. No matter where you're from, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done. The source of life comes from the Word, called God's Word. And God is His Word. And God will never change His Word, because God can't change. If He could change, He wouldn't be God. So He is who He is. And He tells us through His Word that is spoken, that brings revelation, information. I like the revelation. Knowledge and understanding that is communicated to you because you are spirit. You're different from animals. They communicate by instinct. But you communicate with words, in a language, dialects, that's spoken through your lips. Words can bring blessing, words can be a curse. God said, choose carefully what you say. In order to choose carefully or prayerfully what you say, you must know where to get your words to speak from. Amen. The tongue is a small member, but it can boast great things. Tongue out of control can cause your life to be set on fire of hell. But a tongue under submission into submission to your reborn spirit with God, revelation, information, and knowledge in your heart can bless your life forever. You could be in the world, but not of it. You can go through the world, but the world can't go through you. You can walk daily in a place with God where the enemy can't stop you. Hallelujah. Words. I said in the beginning was the Word with God, and the Word was God. Then I said in my word, the word made flesh, to let you know that flesh and blood can operate in my word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Am I right? So this grace and truth came to you by revelation through words that were spoken. Whereas time passed, even in family matters, and even sometime in church setting, wrong words were spoken to you. Wrong information were given to you. Made you act funny towards God. Instead of you being responsive to him, you rejected him. Instead of you running to him, you ran away from him. You act like he was going to curse you, and all the time he was trying to get his blessing to you. Hallelujah. Only to run from him to find out you're running into trouble you couldn't get yourself out of. Hello? But until you turn to Jesus, that's when your world began to turn around. Hallelujah. So, I say to you, those words that were spoken to do you harm, when you turn to Jesus, the chains are gone. The bondage of them cannot hold you to their destructive activity that they bring in your life. But it frees you from them so you can have a fruitful life and enjoy heaven's best while here on earth. Hallelujah. 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 This is why you want to learn and know the word of God. God spoke good concerning his man, hello? But he spoke the enemy's end concerning him and all that participate with him. Hallelujah. And if you'll stay with the word, it'll bring you to the place in every area of your life that you should be. When you get to your tomorrow, you have a bright future. When you get to your next month, you have a great future. When you are in your next year, God will have everything there for you to live at that moment because he has spoken good and planned your life for success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I realized that the first man I created, are y'all listening to me? The first man I created, he allowed the enemy of mine and yours into this earth realm. A world that I had created to you, for you to walk in the blessing and never have to sweat or have a test or a trial. Are y'all listening to me? Hallelujah. But he allowed him in here and caused all kind of, worked all kind of habits. Caused mankind all kinds of problems, suffered all kinds of hurt. And they tried to blame it on me, says the Lord. But all I ever done was good. Every act of mine was perfect. Every deed I've done was right and true. All I've done was to protect you. All I've done sent to deliver you so you could be under my protection. But I made you like me because I said in the beginning, let us make man in my image, in our image after our likeness. I made you free so you could walk and choose what's right or wrong. I made you with wisdom. I made you available to know wisdom and understand knowledge. So you can know what's good, what's bad. You can know what's right and what's wrong. I placed a spirit in you when you got born again. That's just like mine. I know what's right. I know what's wrong. And when my word enter your heart, light will come and you will see. And you'll know for sure this is true to you and to thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I said in the gathering and the bringing forth of my seed to establish you to the place you should be.